Hello.
Welcome to Sit for a Spell, a podcast where we discuss the lore, the traditions, and modern practices of the occult.
Learn alongside us as we explore the many ways the witches of today observe their craft.
So grab your book of shadows,
light your candles.
It's time to sit for a spell. Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
Welcome.
That's Jessica.
That's James.
It's me. Also, Jessica's here.
I'm also here.
We're together. I don't know why.
Welcome.
Yeah. Here we are. We're doing it.
Inaugural episode.
Yeah. This is pretty crazy.
It is pretty crazy.
I'm excited.
We said we were going to do it.
Here we are.
We did it.
Yeah. Proved you all wrong.
We bought stuff.
Ugh. We're invested.
You know how difficult technology is?
I have no money.
And we've been sitting here for 2 hours.
Literally.
Literally 2 hours. You know what can't help you with podcasting?
Magic. Crystals.
Yeah.
Crystals too. I tried to throw my crystals at Jess's laptop. It made things much worse.
Much worse. She has to buy me a new one now.
But we made it.
We made it.
We Amazon primed a new laptop and here we are.
Here we are. I'm very proud of us.
We did it.
We defeated technology.
On our own.
That is assuming
we edited pagan. This
and it is uploaded.
Yeah, if you're listening to this, congratulations to us. If you're not, I mean, I don't know. Then I don't know what happened.
I don't know. Thank the gods. It's done.
So, Jess and I, we put this together pretty quickly because we didn't talk about it too much before, like, we ended up here.
No, we didn't.
We were just kind of like, yeah, dude, let's do it. And then here we are. We're doing it.
We're doing it. We had a few car conversations.
Yeah. So we have another podcast with our other friends called the Fandom Menace Podcast. We just talk about, like, nerdy shit over there. But Jess and I carpool together because, like, we have to, like, drive a half an hour to get there. So it just, like, came up one day. Mm-hmm. I think you brought it up.
Well, we're always saying, let's do this podcast. Let's do that podcast. And some of them we take seriously and some of them we don't.
Yeah. If you don't have a podcast, it's, like, super fun.
It's very addicting. Listening to yourself talk. It's very cathartic. Really fun.
I love it. So we were like, let's do this podcast. Let's do that podcast. And then when this actually came up, we were like, hell yeah, dude.
Yeah. Because we knew what we needed, threw it together.
Boom. Two hours later.
We figured it out.
We're doing it.
We learned we had to click buttons we never clicked.
We learned to actually listen and watch the tutorial.
Tutorials are great.
Yeah.
And here we are.
So this podcast is about all things occult.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to dive into the history and we're going to talk to some experts, some beginners. We're going to have some fun guests coming up.
We're going to go out and about and try some interesting things.
Yeah, stuff we've never done before. I'm excited for that. We are just, like, super curious.
So curious.
Jess and I, we've known each other for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Long time.
Like a long time.
Long time.
Not too long.
Way too long.
Shh. And I don't know about you. I don't know how we, like, it just, like, slowly came out that we were like, oh yeah, you too? Like,
oh yeah.
You too? Me too.
I think it started with ghosts.
Probably.
And then we were like, you like ghosts. I like ghosts. And then we just, I think, created a ghost safety net.
Yeah, like, we just always came to each other with, like, the weird spooky shit or, like,
yeah,
even true crime.
Yeah.
Like, true crime's, like, a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's now,
a thing now.
But, like, 10 years ago, it wasn't.
It wasn't.
So it was, like, the kind of thing where we could talk to each other about it without being like, why are you obsessed with serial killers?
Yeah.
Like, you're so weird. Even though we are. Yeah. So it then just kind of delved into more ghosty stuff and then mm-hmm. witchy stuff. Mm-hmm. And now it's kind of like a thing now.
Yeah. So it's definitely a thing now.
We just wondered, you know, how do different people practice? What do they do? Like, I don't know what Jess does every day, and she doesn't know what I do every day.
You're going to find out.
And I'm excited. And, you know, just talking to different people, stuff we've never seen or heard of or thought of to do ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We just kind of want to know all that stuff. So yeah. We're very curious.
I think the true crime world definitely connected us a little bit more too, through a bunch of different occult friendly groups, kind of a weird mashup of true crime and occult, specifically Facebook groups.
Yeah.
And I think getting into those conversations and finding out what those people are doing and seeing that in our feeds every day and seeing, I do that too, or I think this way too. I think it really,
it normalizes it.
It normalizes it. And I
think in a good way.
For the two of us, it normalized it a lot.
Because, so let's get into it. Let's get into our backgrounds a little bit. So, personally, this is something that I've always sort of practiced pretty much as long as I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
I remember being, like, in the fourth grade and, like, my dad taking me to, like, this little tiny shadowy bookstore. Like, he used to live in L.A. So I'm sure it's, like, pretty well known, but I don't know what it was called. And, oh, it was called, like, Mind's Eye or, like, the Third Eye or something like that.
Probably some, like,
yeah.
The Mind's
Eye. And he bought me a spell book.
Oh.
And I remember taking it to school and like trying to start my own coven and being like,
oh,
being like, hey, friends, like, let's do this thing. And it, so
that's adorable.
The first thing I remember of like getting into this stuff, like doing spells and all that. There was this girl who, there was a group of four of us, and there was this girl, and none of us liked her.
Mm.
She was like a know-it-all.
Mm.
She was like, every time there was a question, she had her hand raised, like, ooh, I know. And if you got something wrong, she would like make fun of you. She was like super smart.
Mean Hermione?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Because when you got stuff right, she would like make fun of you about it. So I found this spell in this book, and it was like a dumb spell to make people dumb. So I remember looking it up and like convincing my friends and being like, let's do this. Like, this girl's such a B word. Like, let's do it. And so we got together. I was like, Mom, we're having a slumber party. So we had a slumber party, and it was like midnight, like 3 days before the full moon. And you had to get a dollar bill. And at midnight, you had to light all four corners on fire and like say this incantation. And then the next day you had to give the dollar to the person that you were trying to like put the spell on.
Oh.
So I remember I did that. I was at school and I like went behind her and I was like, oh, like, did you drop this? Like, it was a dollar. And she was like, yeah, I did. And she took it and she spent it. And cause it was like, once they spend the money, then the spell will take hold. So then
that's
the next day,
spell.
Yeah. The next day, I swear to the gods, she did not get one question right. And I was like,
you ruined
the most powerful
life.
Witch in the world. I felt so powerful. It
That's
was so
awesome.
Funny. And you know, like, beginner's magic can be washed away by water. So as soon as she took a shower, like, it went away.
Gone. One day.
So, but for that day, I was like, don't any of you fuck with me. I will put a spell on every single one of you. I was like,
oh my God, that is,
I was like
best.
9 years old.
That is so funny.
So that's like my earliest memory of being in, like, I'm sure everybody did that stuff. Did you ever do that thing where you like would go under your like bathroom sink and like pour the shampoos together
absolutely.
And like make a
yeah.
potion,
yes.
you know, like stuff like that. But that was my first like spell that really worked.
That's funny.
Yeah,
I love it
you?
So much. I, those of you who know me, know that I have a horrible memory. Horrible memory.
So this will be fun.
So I know I was in elementary school, and I think it was from a book, probably one I found at the library. We used to go to the library all the time.
Mm-hmm. Remember when Borders had an occult section?
Yeah, because then I would always go look at the tarot cards.
Yeah.
Because I had wanted tarot cards since I learned what they were. Mm-hmm. And I think I learned what they were from reading a book, because I was one of those nerdy kids with just like huge hair and just so awkward. I'm awkward still.
You still
but
have
so
huge hair
awkward.
And are awkward.
I know I didn't change very much at all since elementary school. But I would spend my lunches in the library reading.
Oh, cool.
And I'm pretty sure I found it in a book at the library, a public library, though, because right. You know, elementary schools aren't going to have spell books on hand.
Lame.
And something, and this is where my bad memory comes in, something was lost.
Of yours?
Of mine. I don't think it was a pet. I think it was just something I was really looking for, like a diary or a key to a diary, I feel, is like what it was. And I did a spell. It was a blue piece of paper and a candle. And I lit the candle. And I think I had to say the spell 3 times, as, you know, per usual. And I found it.
Mm.
And I hadn't been able to find it forever. And again, with my memory, I don't remember where I found it. But I know I had found it within that day, before the day was over.
Okay.
And so I was like, oh,
you're like,
well, I'm
going to
do
real.
This more often. Yeah. So that was my very first one, which was just, it was fun. And
yours is a lot more innocent than mine, which is our personalities anyway.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, I don't put spells on people anymore. Like,
no,
that was something I was like, young and dumb, and I was like, I can control people, you know, but I mean, that's not okay.
I've never done spell work towards another individual.
Mm. Yeah, it totally never occurred to me that your first spell shouldn't be affecting someone. It was just like, I don't know, like it came, I saw it in the book, and it was like the first thing that came to my mind was like, ooh, that girl's gonna get it.
But I think that's what, because I know when I was younger, very young, I would either think of spell work as something that would benefit myself or something that would hinder someone else.
Right.
Like in my mind, that was just 50-50. It was either one way or the other.
Yeah.
And so I never really had reason to try it on somebody else.
Yeah.
I would. Maybe. Maybe not.
I don't know if you would.
I wouldn't
now, because I don't want that coming back to me.
No.
But I don't know. The only things I've ever done toward people these days are good things. Like,
yeah,
wanting good things, or, you know, wishing good things, or,
yeah, sending the
intending
good vibes,
things.
Good intentions. Yeah.
Yeah. So what did your family think of it growing up?
I don't know if I was ever... I was one of those kids that really liked fantasy, fairies, not so much unicorns, but I liked fairies a lot. And I was always obsessed with like old country areas, Scotland, Ireland, just Europe in general.
Yeah.
And very intent on getting to those places for like magical purpose. And when I was little, I would always do kind of like green witch kind of things. Okay. I would always like to grow things with intention, and I would make little like, and this is when I was like little, I would make just like little potions or concoctions.
Mm-hmm.
And in my head, I didn't know really what I was doing. But
right.
I was like putting water and dirt and flower petals and like grinding it all together, and then putting it on my sister's face and saying like, and this is for luck, or like,
that's
you
so
know,
cute.
Little things like that. I know my family is not surprised.
Right.
My mom is the one who bought me my first deck of tarot cards.
Oh, cute.
So I don't think it was ever a surprise.
Yeah.
It was more of like a, yeah, we know kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was nice.
That's good.
Yeah.
Because some people have to like hide it from their families.
Yeah. Well, and we weren't particularly religious either.
That's what's funny about my family. I grew up very Catholic. So we're a Mexican family. went to church. I don't know if it's like it seemed like a lot to me growing up, but I went to catechism. I was baptized. I went, you know, first communion, all the whole shebang. And, but we also had this very like witchy side.
Mm-hmm.
Like we all, like there were always tarot cards and like there were always, you know, my mom would be like, you know, throw salt over your shoulder if you drop it. You know, it's like very superstitious.
Yeah.
And little things like that are, you know. So it was like kind of, it was like a mixture of both.
Yeah. A lot of, and we can dive into this in another episode, but a lot of cultures have that. They have the air quotes, new world ways basically like conformed religion, Christianity, Catholicism, whatever, but then they also practice the old ways.
Right.
Which is really interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I had like a real nice mixture of both. So I think like I, the same, like I never had to like come out to my family. It was just like something we always did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. I mean, my family's pretty accepting.
Yeah.
And my mom like has crystals now and I have to like remind her to charge them and like, you know, like do all that. We like do intentions under the full moon, you know, stuff like that. So yeah, let's talk about like what are some of the things that you do, you know, it doesn't have to be daily, but you do like regularly in your life now.
On the regular, I have a stone with me every day. Generally I keep all my stones by my bedside.
Mm-hmm.
I keep different stones in specific areas. I have clear quartz on top of my cars. I have, tourmaline in a variety of ways because I have anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
I keep amethyst in my car for protection. And then I just have just a wide variety of stones and crystals. And every day I think about what my day is going to be like. And I'll pick the stone that I think would best support me in that day. And I'll keep it in my pocket or in my bra if I don't have a pocket. I don't let myself do my cards every day because I feel like I'm just not in the headspace that it would connect.
It takes some, like, you have to, like, concentrate.
I probably do them, I would say, 3 or 4 times a week, mostly at night before bed. And I'll ask about the next day.
It's funny because I do mine in the morning.
But I do that. Say on particularly on days where I have like a particular stressful event, I might pull a card or do a little spread asking for clarification or guidance on that day. But I generally, my kind of like zone is night. I really like to do everything at night and generally right before I go to bed. I really like to cleanse my house with sage. I like to read my cards. I'll do my husband's cards at night now. He'll ask me. All of that will happen at night. I don't know why. I'm just
feel it more at night.
Yeah. What else do I do? I have an altar in my house, which is a relatively new thing. Probably the last year I've had an altar. The one I've already set up my Samhain altar. I know some people won't set it up till the week of Halloween, but I really, I was just really excited about it for some reason this year. So it's
that's
already
one thing
set up.
I miss. I have kittens now.
Ah, yeah.
And I, God, I have to like put my crystals away.
They're
I
so
can't
rambunctious.
Have any altars. I can't have anything out that like I don't want destroyed. So I do miss that part, but
I wonder if you got like a shadow box.
Maybe.
Like a really deep shadow box.
Yeah, that's something I've thought of before. Mm-hmm. Because my, they're so rambunctious and they're so cute though.
They're so cute.
And little Lucy, she's all black and she has like these
beautiful
eyes. She's like a little, she's like my little familiar because she follows me everywhere and she yells at me when I do things that she doesn't like, or if she's, I don't know, upset or whatever. She like talks to me and I talk back to her and she's my little familiar. My other one, Stevie, is she's a little dumber. But I swear to God, Lucy, like, oh, she's is so intelligent.
Stevie's so sweet, though.
She is.
She's so sweet.
She's the naughty one.
That's something I feel like I'm missing in my life, is a cat.
Yeah, they're the best.
They're so... I just need constant validation.
You're not going to get that
love
cat.
Affirmation. Mm-mm. Which is why I have dogs.
Yeah. Which well, I don't know, Stevie...
You probably hear them in the background, to be honest.
Yeah, your little clickety-clacks. Stevie's very, very, like, the most affectionate cat I've ever had in my life.
Yeah. She lets me pick her up when I go over there.
Yeah.
She's so sweet.
But Lucy's like a regular cat, and she's just like, oh.
No.
Like, you live here, too. Don't touch me. I'm hungry, peasant. Yeah.
But I can see how you couldn't have an altar.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's one thing I do miss. I do try to do my cards. I was doing them every day because the last few months have been personally kind of difficult for me. So I was just like looking for guidance mm-hmm. and they, I mean, my cards, this deck that I use now, like loves me.
And very coincidentally, James and I have the exact same deck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I came over one day and I was like, oh my God, I have these mm-hmm. same cards.
And it works beautifully.
I love these cards and they love me. And
yeah.
Yeah. They,
it's a very intuitive deck.
Yeah. And very,
it's beautiful.
Very beautiful, but very optimistic.
Mm-hmm.
Gives me a lot of hope because yeah. even the days that I'm having a hard time, they're like, I know you're having a hard time, yeah. but like, you're going to get through this.
Yes. Some decks can be very doom and gloom. Yeah. This one's very, okay, this is happening, but
yeah.
there's always a bright
you're gonna
side.
You're going to get
through it. Yeah.
Which I is like really them a nice. Lot. Yeah. And then I do the crystals, mm-hmm. which is something pretty new. I would say, well, actually, no. I think I got them at my son's 5th birthday party.
Oh, nice.
And that was like 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So no, not pretty new. Holy crap. Have I been using them for that long? But that's something I hadn't really delved into until then. My sister gave them to me.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, so that was something new to me to like, I had to like learn about the different ones and remember to charge them and mm-hmm. things like that. And
oh my God, remembering to charge them is so hard.
Yeah.
You would think, hey, full moon, put your card through. Yeah.
Well, now I do
outside.
A full like ritual every full moon. Like I yeah. like to sit under the full moon. I like to go to the beach during the full moon. We live in Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
Hence the way we talk.
Yeah.
And, so I like to go to the beach under the full moon. I like to do manifestations and intentions mm-hmm. and, you know, I burn sage and, you know, I'll charge my crystals there and everything. So it's like kind of like an all-in-one type of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, that's nice. I wanted to go.
Next time.
I know I can't go this time.
No, I can't either. I'm just going to do it in my backyard this time.
Yeah, I usually do it in my backyard. Yeah.
But it's so, it's like incredible. On the beach. It's so much.
It feels good after. I always sleep really well.
Me too.
After.
Yeah. So that is something I try to do every month.
Mm-hmm.
And I've recently gotten into Reiki.
Which I want to try so badly.
Which my sister, again, is learning how to practice Reiki. She's a level one. So she practices on me and it's amazing.
And we'll practice on me soon.
She will. She'll actually be a guest pretty soon. So we'll get her on to talk about how she got into it and, you know, mm-hmm. like how she practices, things like that.
Yeah.
So that has been helping me a lot too. Cause like I said, personally, I've been going through some pretty tough times mm-hmm. the last like 4 months or so. So that's helped a lot. And I also think having these outlets and having these kinds of rituals has gotten me through a lot of really tough times.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
It's like any religion,
yeah.
you know, it's you turn to it mostly when you need it.
Mm-hmm.
And I always tell everyone, like, especially the crystal thing, it took me a long time to get, to take seriously.
Yeah.
Because I would always tell people, well, even if it's a placebo, like it makes me feel better.
Yeah.
And I think that about everything. Like if I'm sitting under the full moon and, you know, I'm like burning pieces of paper and burning sage and writing things down. And if no one is listening, but it makes me feel better, what's the harm?
Yeah. I think everything is a little bit placebo and a little bit faith. Whatever religion or tradition or anything you follow.
But I have seen way too many things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That it's not coincidence.
No.
Like if... We want to go back to like our personal history.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe that my family are like clairvoyant,
mm-hmm.
and even like clairaudient, mm-hmm. or clairsentient.
Yeah.
Because we share a connection. Again, the same sister and I share a connection a lot. Like we, there will be a lot of times
mm-hmm.
where one will be in trouble. We're not twins. We're not even close. We're like 3 years apart, but one will be in trouble and the other will know and will call each other. Or like one time there was a fire at my house, a very small fire, but my sister called me and she was like, "I smell smoke. What's going on?" And stuff like that happens yeah. all the time. And I think my family, we're just very sensitive. And I think we're empathic and, you know, just very open to all that kind of stuff. And I swear to whoever, I have deja vu like 4 times a week.
I hate deja vu.
I love it.
It throws me, man.
I love it.
It throws me for a loop. I haven't had it in a while.
The last time I had it,
I couldn't shake it for like half a day.
And oh my God. So the other day, yesterday, I was daydreaming about, you remember that show, The Deadliest Catch?
Yeah.
I was daydreaming about it. It popped into my mind.
Random.
Yeah. Randomly. And then today, my son was like, "Oh, guess what I watched with Dad on TV like last night? We were watching a show called Deadliest Catch."
Oh.
And I was like, holy shit. Like,
interesting.
I was at the same, it must have been because he spent the night with his dad last night.
Mm-hmm.
The same, and I was at work last night.
Yeah.
I was at work daydreaming about The Deadliest Catch, probably at the same time he was watching Deadliest Catch.
Oh, I got chills on yeah. my body. That's weird.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
And then I came in today wearing my brand new leather jacket that I found at the thrift store for $5. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And I showed it to my mom and she was like, "Oh my God, I dreamt about that jacket last night."
Oh.
Yeah.
That's nice.
She dreamt that my grandmother was wearing it
mm-hmm.
or something. She said it was good, a good dream. And I think it all, like, I honestly think it goes back to my nana, my mother's mother.
Mm-hmm.
She was very much, she was the matriarch of our family. And when she died, I don't know, like things changed a lot in our family. And
yeah.
I think she gave a lot of us girls in the family, mm-hmm. I think that gift that she had.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so, really nice.
Yeah. And I see her and smell her and feel her all the time. So I know she's around.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
My family doesn't have that.
But you came into it.
Yeah. I mean, we... my mom has dreams about my grandparents
mm-hmm.
In times where I think she needs them,
mm-hmm.
Which is really comforting. And they're very realistic dreams.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think my family definitely, we are a very cut and dry people. Everyone in my family is pretty open-minded. Nobody shuns any in particular ideas. My grandma, my great grandma, she was Hispanic and, she was very Catholic. Angels and demons are real.
Yeah.
Exorcism are real, that kind of Catholic. And I think some of it kind of like stems from that a little bit.
I was going to say that Catholicism is very mystical.
It's very supernatural.
Yeah.
Very much so.
And I definitely could see how being Catholic and being like a witch, quote unquote,
yeah,
could lend themselves to each other.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it's like spirits and mm-hmm. angels and it's like, what is an exorcism? You
yeah.
know, like what is, you know, you have to, I don't know, this all powerful being is watching over you and there's a literal like hell and it's just all very,
yeah,
very spooky ooky.
It is very spooky ooky.
Yeah.
And I guess that leads into, I mean, for me, personal beliefs, I personally do not believe there is a heaven or a hell.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have a soul. mm-hmm. or like an energy. Mm-hmm. And I think that that soul and energy gets recycled. Mm-hmm. Whether that's reincarnation in past lives. Recently, I've been having a lot of tugs at like past life. I think I really want to do a past life regression.
Oh, we should.
But like literally put down the money to like do like a legit one, because I don't want someone telling me I was like Cleopatra or something.
Not with that red hair.
No. But I just feel like energies are recycled. And that there are bad energies and there are good energies, and that what we put out in the world comes back to us. Mm-hmm. But I've never connected with a heaven or a hell, or thinking that one being kind of
omnipotent,
like,
white man
oversees angels or whatever. It just sounds
too simple.
What's that word I'm looking for? Patriarchal.
Oh, like everything else.
Else in the world.
No, I'm very much on the same wavelength, because especially growing up, and I don't know, I tell this to my mom and she's like, we weren't that Catholic, but I swear to God, we grew up like super Catholic. Maybe just felt super Catholic because I was like a child and it was all just very overwhelming. But growing up Catholic definitely put me off of organized religion. And I've never found another religion that has broken down those barriers enough for me to be like, yes, I subscribe to this.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. So I definitely believe in karma.
Absolutely.
You know, you get what you give, good or bad. But I believe in like energies.
Yeah.
So because I do believe I am sensitive or perhaps an empath, I feel people's energies, and some people just like drain the life out of you.
Oh, absolutely.
And when you're around people who are upbeat, I'm upbeat. When I'm around people who are downers, I just get tired, and I can only be around people for so long because I just get like literally exhausted.
Oh yeah. So that's the one thing that I know for sure. Yeah. Is that I don't think I'm as empathic as others are, but I know that I am definitely an empathic person.
Yeah.
And if I'm one of those people that if I feel those bad vibes, someone is just like a bad person,
just like give you the creeps,
get a headache, and just don't want to be
you just like don't even
want to
look at them.
No.
Yeah.
And just like you said, if there are people around me who are happy and upbeat, then it feels so good. And I think that's why our particular friend group is something that I'm always trying to like be with.
Yeah.
Because it's just a very good vibe.
We don't have any like negative.
No. So it's and that has been, I think, my whole life.
Yeah. Because I'm very quick to, like, if our energies don't vibe, I'll drop you, like, a hot potato.
And that's probably why we clicked so quickly.
Yeah, I think so, too.
But even from when I was really little, I could tell if someone was a bad person or not. Mm-hmm. I remember meeting someone when I was probably only, like, 5 years old. And I would not go near this person. I think he was a very bad man.
That's so scary.
Yeah, he was a friend of a family member. But
or even like places. You know, you go to certain places.
Yeah.
And you're like, ooh, no, I need to get out of here.
This
like,
is going to have to be another episode because we cannot dive into it right now. But haunted places.
Yeah.
I just get so gross.
Yeah.
I feel so heavy. Like I'm just going to like melt into the floor. It's horrible.
Yeah.
It's horrible. Yeah. But, and so I'm a teacher, and being empathic is really hard as a teacher.
I also work at an elementary school, and it is hard to be around.
It's really hard because you
400
have all
children
of these
every day.
Kids and they just all come with their own emotional package just flowing out of them. And it's like,
and children are so pure, and
so
children
pure.
Are so honest, and all children want love. Yeah. They want attention. They want love. They like mm-hmm. demand it, which I mean, rightfully so, they're children.
Yeah.
But when you're empathic, being around all of those children all the time, it's like, so hard. It's so draining.
That's why I had like to end my day with my younger children. Like today was a really hard day for just like a variety of reasons. And so I knew I had to pull in my first graders. So I waited to pull them in at the end of the day. And it was the best choice I could have made because I just had them for just this purely innocent 30 minutes of happiness. And it kind of like washed a lot of stuff away. One of the things I really want to try for an episode in the future and just for my life in general is creating, I mean, nothing sounds silly on this podcast, but like basically a psychic bubble.
Oh yeah.
Where
yeah.
you build up your kind of like auras around yourself. Mm-hmm. You visualize your auras building around yourself. Yeah. You have your pink and then your orange and your red. And then if you, meditate like that every morning, I've heard, other empaths say that, it's so helpful for their day because you have this like mental barrier around yourself.
I've definitely tried that and it definitely does help, but I haven't been as disciplined as I should because
it's really difficult. Want someone to teach me how to do it.
I do that because I see, well, I guess like you said, nothing sounds silly. I see spirits a lot. Mm-hmm. And if I don't consciously block myself off from it, it's like overwhelming. I'll hear things, I'll see things. I don't know. It's not like, oh, tell my wife Barbara,
whisper.
I miss her. You know, it's not like that. It's just like glimpses.
Yeah.
Or like little whispers, or I'm not tuned in enough to hear messages, and I don't want to be.
Yeah.
I can tell the times where I'm like lagging, you know, getting lazy on the building up the psychic block. I'm like, I see things.
Bombard you more.
Yeah. Mm. And they come to me and it's like, dude, I get it, but I can't handle this right now. Yeah. Especially this time of year. It's October.
Yeah. The veil is thin.
Yeah. So it's rough. It's just a spooky atmosphere, which I love.
Spooky atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's something else we can go into in another episode too.
Yeah. I think our next episode is really going to focus on Samhain.
Our other episodes will be, you know, pretty focused on one topic, or we'll have a guest who is an expert on whatever they happen to be an expert on. We're going to try to, you know, throw out a pretty broad net and see what we can pull up, because we are very interested and curious on everything.
Yeah.
We want to know all of it.
All of it.
And it's just too much for us to handle on our own.
Yeah.
We want people to teach us, and we just want to know. We want to be good people of the world and respect others' beliefs and practices.
Yeah.
And what better way than to learn from the people themselves?
And we don't necessarily ascribe to any particular tradition or value
set of practices.
Yeah, we kind of, I know I personally pick and choose what works for me.
Absolutely.
It's like if people have been doing for thousands of years, I feel like it works.
Personally, I feel like if I wanted a set of rules, I would have like stuck to Catholicism.
Yeah.
Because you just got to do what makes you get through the day the easiest.
Yeah.
And if that is Catholicism, awesome. Go for it, man.
My personal mantra is whatever floats your boat, as long as you're not hurting someone.
Mm, I like it.
I have a very, I was trying to think of what kind of witch I am. Because you can have your green witches, your hearth witches, your techno witch, your... There's many. I'm hoping... One of my hopes is that as we make our way through this journey, I could figure out where I fall, if I fall somewhere.
Yeah.
I know I'm not a green witch because I cannot keep a plant alive to save my life.
It's all those plants you ground up and put on your sister's face when you were
little. I know.
They're mad
at you. I've tried.
No, I'm not a. I'm definitely not a green
witch.
You can
barely keep a succulent alive.
Those things. And are
I
easy.
Don't think it's me. I think my husband's doing it.
I'm a cat. Cat witch. Is that one? I have so many cats.
Cat witch.
I've had so many cats in my life. Maybe I'm not because I've had a lot of cats in my life.
You're supposed to.
Something always happens to them.
Oh yeah. So one of my hopes in this podcast is to find out where, if any place, I do fall.
Yeah. I'm excited to see and hear from different people mm-hmm. and pick up new things and, you know, learn the true meanings behind different things.
Yes.
And a lot of stuff in our culture in the US of A has been very whitewashed.
Yeah, absolutely.
And especially I could say personally as a Mexican American, a lot of my culture has been erased. A lot of the old ways have been lost mm-hmm. to me, at least.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there are a lot of people who still practice those ways, but I'm interested to see how to get back in touch with those roots because I feel like that's very important.
It is.
And I'm excited to hear from all the people who just have this knowledge that I don't have. I just want to like soak it all up.
Yes. I am a lifelong learner. And I'm very excited about this.
Me too. We hope you are excited about this.
Mm-hmm.
And
we have just for some kind of like tidbits for the future. We do have an episode coming up on the Integratron mm-hmm. out by Joshua Tree with a sound bath that we're going to be experiencing. We're going to have on a guest who is going to teach us about candle work.
Yes, we're going to have on a Reiki practitioner.
Very
we're
going exciting.
To have a shaman healer.
Mm.
We're going to have a Freemason.
That's exciting.
Which I'm very interested in.
Yes.
Freemasonry, he can tell us, are so fascinating to me.
Yeah. I'm really excited to dig into that one.
Yeah. We're going to talk about the origins of Christmas and Halloween
mm-hmm.
and Friday the 13th and
altars,
hexes?
Question mark. we're pretty much anything that you can practice in your craft. We are hoping to touch and explore and dive into.
So yeah, thanks. Yeah. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much.
And I'm excited.
Me too. Thank you for listening to this episode of Sit for a Spell.
Please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and follow us on all social media at Sit for a Spell Pod.
If you have anything you would like us to discuss or want to share your own practices, please email us at sitforaspellpod@gmail.com.
Until next time.
Blessed be.